The country of Fulin, also called Dachin, lies above the Western Sea. In the southeast, it borders on Porsi. Its territory amounts to over 10,000 li. Of cities, there are 400. Inhabited places are close together. The eaves, pillars, and window bars of the palaces are frequently made with crystal and opaque glass. There are 12 government ministers who conjointly regulate government matters. They ordinarily let a man take a bag and follow the king's carriage. When the people have a complaint, they throw a written statement into the bag. When the king comes back to the palace, he decides between right and wrong. The kings are not permanent rulers, but they select men of merit. If an extraordinary calamity visits the country, or if wind and rain come at the wrong time, he is deposed, and another man is put in his stead. The king's cap is shaped like a bird, raising its wings. Its trimmings are beset with precious pearls. He wears silk-embroidered clothing without a lapel in front. He sits on a throne with golden ornaments. He has a bird like a goose, its feathers are green, and it always sits on a cushion by the side of the king. Whenever anything poisonous has been put into the king's meals, the bird will crow. The walls of their capital are built of granite and are of enormous height. The city contains in all over 100,000 households. In the south, it faces the Great Sea. In the east of the city, there is a large gate. Its height is over 20 chang. It is beset with yellow gold from top to bottom and shines at a distance of several li. Coming from outside to the royal residence, there are 3 large gates beset with all kinds of rare and precious stones. On the upper floor of the second gate, they have suspended a large golden scale. 12 golden balls are suspended from the scale stick, by which the 12 hours of the day are shown. A human figure has been made all of gold, of the size of a man, standing upright, on whose side, whenever an hour has come, one of the golden balls will drop, the dingling sound of which makes known the divisions of the day, without the slightest mistake. In the palaces, pillars are made of se-se, the floors of yellow gold, the leaves of folding doors of ivory, beams of fragrant wood. They have no tiles, but powdered plaster is rammed down into the floor above a house. This floor is perfectly firm and of glossy appearance, like jade stone. When, during the height of summer, the inhabitants are oppressed by heat, they lead water up and make it flow over the platform, spreading it all over the roof by a secret contrivance, so that one sees and knows not how it is done, but simply hears the noise of a well on the roof. Suddenly, you see streams of water rushing down from the 4 eaves like a cataract. The draft caused thereby produces a cooling wind, which is due to this skillful contrivance. It is customary for men to have their hair cut and wear robes leaving the right arm bare. Women have no lapels on their dresses, they wear turbans of embroidered cloth. The possession of a great fortune confers superior rank on its owner. There are lambs that grow in the ground. The inhabitants wait till they are about to sprout and then screen them off by building walls to prevent the beasts, which are at large outside, from eating them up. The navel of these lambs is connected to the ground. When it is forcibly cut, the animal will die. But after the people have fixed the buds themselves, they frighten them by the steps of horses or the beating of drums, when the lambs will yield a sound of alarm and the navel will be detached, and then the animal may be separated from the water plant. The inhabitants are in the habit of cutting their hair and wearing embroidered clothing. They drive in small carriages with white canopies. When going in or out, they beat drums and hoist flags, banners and pennants. The country contains much gold, silver and rare gems. There is the jewel that shines at night, the moonshine pearl, the chicken-frightening rhinoceros stone, large conches, the mother of pearl, carnelian stones, jadeite, corals, amber, and all the valuable curiosities of the West are exported from this country. The Emperor Yang Xi of the Sui Dynasty always wished to open intercourse with Fu Lin, but did not succeed. In the 17th year of the period Cheng Huan, the king of Fu Lin sent an embassy offering red glass, green gold gems, and other articles. Tai Song favored them with a message under his imperial seal and graciously granted presents of silk. Since the Ta Shi had conquered these countries, they sent their commander-in-chief, Mo Yi, to besiege their capital city. By means of an agreement, they obtained friendly relations and asked to be allowed to pay every year tribute of gold and silk. In the sequel, they became subject to Ta Shi. In the second year of the period Qian Feng, they sent an embassy. In the first year of the period Ta Su, they again sent an embassy to our court. In the first month of the seventh year of the period Kai Yuan, their lord sent an officer of high rank to Kazakhstan to offer lions and antelopes, two of each. A few months after, he further sent priests of great virtue to our court with tribute.